Pressing.
Welcome back to the Run Through Podcast, the Binge Boys Podcast, but we're running through.
Yes, we are.
You know what we're running through today, Tanner?
Running all the way through the huge factory of Monsters Incorporated.
Yeah, we are. Monsters Incorporated.
Might hit
we
up scare
Sully. Because we care.
Yep.
Welcome back to the Run Through, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
We're happy to have you. If this is your first time on the Binge Boys, welcome. If it isn't, then welcome back. The premise is that each week my co-host and I talk about the hottest in TV and movies, as well as some pop culture, music, video games here and there. We sprinkle that in here and there, but for the most part, we're a TV and film podcast. Every Thursday, which is today, the day you're listening to this, we discuss a movie and we kind of break it down piece by piece, talk about the strengths, the weaknesses, and everything we love and hate about the movie, what age the best, what age the worst, yada, yada, yada. That's what we're doing today. Today we're covering Monsters, Inc.
Wow.
Yeah.
The score just popped up. That kind of caught me off guard.
The score popped up. That's what critics and fans give this movie. Shout out to Google Drive for not loading fast and kind of annoying me.
Yeah.
So how about that for Google Drive?
Well, honestly,
I'm gonna refresh the page because that's definitely gonna help.
And always does, right?
Never does.
No.
In fact, that probably canceled everything I had going on. Great. So great. We should do that.
Great.
Cat in the Hat.
Oh, that's Tony the Tiger.
Oh,
for
they're great.
Yeah, Frosted Flakes.
They're great. I'm thinking of Cat in the Hat. Hit movie.
What does he say in Cat in the Hat? Have you reviewed that on a run through yet?
No.
We need to do that.
That's what though. I just said. We should do that. We should do that movie.
I did not pick up on that. I was like, why are we going to review Frosted Flakes? We could sit here and like ASMR and review.
Bro, what is Google Drive doing?
I don't know.
Either way, bro. Fuck you, Google Drive. Before we get into Monsters, Inc., though, quick little thing I had to bring up. My whole computer just crashed. What the
it
hell
really
is going
just
on?
Crash?
No, it didn't crash, but everything
just
keeps quitting
itself.
My computer is just pooping itself. I wanted to remind everybody about a friend of the Binge Boys podcast, and that's Dazo.
Woo! Dazo
is the world's best spiked superfruit seltzer using gluten-free vodka and natural superfruits that are rich in electrolytes, antioxidants, and vitamins. Replenish as you party and know exactly what you're putting inside your body. We are in retailers throughout California and Massachusetts. And customers can also order online at drinkdazo.com. Please go online and search for drinkdazo.com and check out where you can get Dazo in your fridge.
Oh, yeah.
Drinkdazo.com, DrinkDezo. You must be 21 years of age
Which
or
means
older.
One of these hosts here will not be sipping on that until he's 21 years old.
And that's you.
That is me. But I'm sure it probably is tasty.
It is quite tasty. Check it out. DrinkDezo.com. That's it. DrinkDezo.com.
Let's go. Oh, those are cool looking
Very
cans.
Very cool little website.
Yeah.
Love a good looking can.
Drink. Oh, I like that. It says drink like you give a fuck. Hell yeah.
We do.
Gluten-free vodka.
Cactus water. Are you over 21?
I'm not. Say no. I can't be looking at this.
Well, I am, so I'm looking at it.
I'm shutting my eyes.
And, you can find Dazo. There's a nice little tool that lets you locate. Dazo won't like that I just yawned during their ad read.
That's convenient because it's a pain in the ass trying to find something in an unknown location.
So now you can search and find out where Dazo is near you. So, with that being said, order online at drinkdazo.com. Now, Monsters, Inc. How do you feel about this movie, Tanner?
I hate it. No, I'm kidding. This is probably one of my favorite Pixar movies ever.
Yeah, this
is... It's a huge... Sorry to cut you off.
No.
It's such a huge childhood movie. And oh my God, how many times do you think you've seen this movie in your lifetime?
Oh, at least 50.
Oh man, I'd say more than that.
You think
both
so?
Both of us. I'd say combined, we've seen it 200 times.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I bet you've thrown it... I've probably thrown it on 100 times, but I don't know if I've watched it through 100 times.
I think that's a fair... I think that's a fair point.
Yeah, because remember back in the... Sorry to cut you off again, but you remember back in the day when we were kids, we just watched those movies on loop?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I do. Yeah, that's...
And it... I'm just kidding.
You're going to cut me off again?
No, I was totally kidding.
No.
You, I have nothing.
You were talking first.
That, no, I was totally joking. That's a, go ahead.
First of all, I'm going to keep steaming on Google Drive. What the hell, man?
Hope you don't want to sponsor...
Hopefully Google didn't want to sponsor us because I'm shitting on them. Yeah, man, I love this movie so much.
Me
it's,
too.
I love Toy Story more than Monsters, Inc.
Me too. Man.
But I keep yawning, bro. It's not even late. It's 8:45 p.m.
Should have had a Dazo.
I should have.
Yes.
It probably would have energized me. I should go get one.
Should.
Should I?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll start talking about the something.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be right back.
All right, go ahead.
I'm going to get a Dazo.
Go. Cool. Well, I guess while Logan's gone, I'll talk a little bit about Monsters, Inc. So, looking at it, I saw this freaking rating, and it's 90%, 96% tomato meter, and the audience score is 90%. So, the critics gave it 96, and audience 90. And I was like, man, that's really high, but, you know... It actually makes complete sense. So, I don't know how to work his computer, so I don't know how to scroll. Sweet. Oh. Do I hear a Dazo?
It's me.
Coconut water?
I've got a Dazo. Oh, God.
Ow!
What'd you talk about?
None of your business. It's just me and the boys.
Okay. This is Dazo spiked coconut water, 5.5%.
Crack it.
We're going to try it out.
Oh, yeah. Look at it steaming.
This is, they're not paying me to do this. I am going to taste test this live. I've never had the coconut water flavor yet, so if it's anything like the watermelon flavor, I'm going to love it. So, yeah, without further ado.
Sip away. Let me smell it.
Yeah, take a smell. Good. Remember, it's not a seltzer. It's vodka.
Oh, so it could... Does it taste strong? Look, it's 5.5.
It's pretty good.
I can tell.
Well, you know, I was going to say it might be better than the watermelon. No, watermelon's still the favorite. I'll have to try cactus water, but this is a good number two. I'll have to try cactus water to give a proper ranking, but
you'll have to rank them.
As of right now, I don't know. I'm not a huge coconut water guy, so
just try to get Rusty Ranks beers to rank these.
I thought you were gonna say Rusty's.
Have you seen Rusty Ranks beers?
I don't know what that is.
He's this frat kid that goes, "Hi, welcome back to Rusty Ranks beers, where I pick a brand, drink 12 of them, and review them." So he goes, "Today we got." Well, he did Four Locos the other day, and he drank 12 of them. And
oh, my God.
So he goes after four. He's like, he checks in after four, then after eight, then after 12. It's hilarious.
We'll That's see. Absolutely insane.
Yeah. It's probably not the right message to be putting out there, though.
Maybe not, but, you know, that's okay. So,
yeah. So let's get into Monsters, Inc.
But we're talking today, we're talking about Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
So let me be the first to say that I love Monsters, Inc., although we've both said it
multiple times,
but Tanner, what's your experience with Monsters Inc. in terms of like your childhood?
All
how much did it mean to you in comparison to like Toy Story, The Incredibles?
Toy Story meant more, but Monsters Inc. I watched it 100 times. It was hilarious to me, and I know you're the same, so.
Yeah, I loved Toy Story, but Monsters, Inc. just hits different.
What was your favorite scene?
In Monsters, Inc.?
Am I skipping?
Yeah, but that's okay.
We'll figure it out.
I don't know if I have one, man.
I know, there's just too many good ones.
I love the introductory, like, We got scare floors coming. We got scares coming out, and they all slowly walk onto the floor. They all get ready in their own ways. That first scene of them all like scaring for the first time is awesome. What about you?
Well, I love the Abominable Snowman. That one's that part's funny. The yellow snow cones.
Welcome to the Himalayas.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Let's give the folks some information about Monsters, Inc. First of all, if you haven't seen it, the synopsis of Monsters, Inc. Monsters Incorporated is the largest scare factory in the monster world, and James P. Sullivan, voiced by John Goodman, is one of its top scarers. Sullivan is a huge, intimidating monster with blue fur, large purple spots, and horns. His scare assistant, best friend, and roommate is Mike Wazowski, voiced by Billy Crystal, a green, opinionated, feisty, little one-eyed monster. Visiting from the human world is Boo, played by Mary Gibbs, a tiny girl who goes where no human has ever gone before. Movie is rated G, directed by Pete Docter.
Dr. Pete.
Yeah, yeah. The Rotten Tomatoes score for this movie. Critics gave it a 96% and the audience gave it a 90.
I talked about that earlier when you were gone. I was saying, I was like surprised because like you don't see that great of reviews very often. But then I was like, I'm not surprised.
It also seems kind of low for fans.
Yeah, that's true. But 90's pretty good.
I love Monsters, Inc. Budget for this movie was $115 million.
Damn.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
Opening weekend, it made $62.5 million when it released into theaters November 4th, 2001. This movie came out after September 11th.
Wow.
And over its theatrical run, it made $579.7 million, which also seems low.
Yeah.
It comes in right at an hour and 32 minutes, and it's a damn good time, and I love it. Rated G. Oh, yeah. So
makes me want to go home and watch it.
I know. And yeah. I just watched it the other night.
I know.
I watched it Saturday night.
I don't recall. I saw it like maybe a month ago.
God, I love this movie.
I know, me too.
So let's talk about what aged the best about this movie. What's the best thing about Monsters, Inc.?
The whole plot is awesome. I don't know. I mean, what about, there's just, everything is just fine. It's all the same.
Yeah, this is a 5 out of 5 from me. I really enjoy the movie in pretty much all aspects. I love the theme song.
The beginning. No, is it the beginning or the end where it's like the cartoon little, or like the little,
the
like
beginning
animation?
Yeah.
And it's like eating stuff. I loved that when I was a kid.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Did did you ever get a nightmare or anything from like the very intro scene with the eyes under the bed? That used to freak
me
out.
No, there was one thing that did give me a nightmare, and it was clothing or like what was somebody's like hand was underneath the something. And
was
kid,
it at the beginning where like so. The monster's arm is draping over the chair, and then when the kid looks, it's just like the sweater.
I literally I have a nightmare of me going into my room and seeing my closet, and there was a hand underneath.
Oh no!
But then I look again, and it was a sweater. But then I look again, and it was a hand. And then I started running, and I was like, okay. And then I woke up, and I was like,
oh my god!
Yeah,
yeah. I really love the whole cast. I mean, it stars John Goodman, Billy Crystal, Mary Gibbs, like we stated, but also Steve Buscemi as Randall. Did you realize that this dude was
actually
Randall?
I did know that. Fun fact.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, because actually when I watched it recently, I saw it on the cast list somewhere. I saw it somewhere, his name, and I was like, no way.
Yeah, yeah. Not a huge cast of people you'd love to see. Mainly just Billy Crystal, Steve Buscemi, and John Goodman. This guy played Water News. This is how old this guy is. He has a black and white photo as his IMDb picture. What the hell does this guy look like now? Is he dead?
I don't know, man.
The last credit was from 2002.
It might be.
Maybe he's dead.
That's, well, rest in peace.
He did die.
Oh, well.
November 18th, 2002.
That's too bad. Okay.
No, he died just a year after this movie came out.
Man, okay, moving on.
Moving on, yeah.
Rest in peace, man.
Rest in peace to that guy. Sounds like we won't be seeing Mr. Waternoose. And yeah. He got arrested at the end.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see him in prison. What happened to Randall?
I'll kidnap 1,000 children before I let this company die.
What happened to Randall? Oh, he got beat.
He got thrown into that
shovel.
Shed. Yeah.
Yeah, he got
another
thrown in.
Damn, wait.
Another gator.
Oh, yeah.
Give me that show.
Oh, good.
Time. Come here. He's probably a throw rug somewhere.
Probably. He's probably alive.
Yeah. In the multiverse there. This guy plays Roz. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
A man voices Roz.
That is funny.
Don't let it happen again. Apparently there's an untitled Cars Project TV series.
In filming.
Wow. He plays Chick Hicks.
Hmm. Well.
Wow.
Wow.
How about that?
Quite a movie.
Yeah, I'm just looking at cast lists on IMDb.
I know.
So, what age is the worst? What's the worst thing about Monsters, Inc.? I'll say something. I think the little girl is slightly annoying.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's always annoying.
She's very little, much so just, like, too stupid. How old do you think she is in this movie?
Like
two?
Maybe.
Three?
Yeah. And it's just like Echo and Bad Batch. Don't care. I mean, I do care. She's a big part of the show, but like, it's just like, it's kind of annoying.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of her. I mean, the whole movie revolves around her.
Because I loved Universe. Sorry, go ahead.
I wasn't about to talk there.
But because I loved University, because they were just focusing on something else together and like their camaraderie and all that stuff. And like,
yeah.
But
you love University?
I do. It's a pretty good movie.
I might watch it before bed tonight.
Do it. Yeah.
Because I haven't seen it since I saw it in the theaters.
Yeah, and it's I love it still. It's funny.
Is that Randall right there?
Yeah, Randall's
in
it. Yeah,
movie? Is Steve Buscemi
Randall,
playing?
Randall is a nerd in this movie.
Yes, that's right. Who was the villain of this movie?
I think it was the other frats or no, it was
wasn't it like a professor?
I think creepy professor.
Or something.
Forgot.
I don't know.
It was good though.
But that's a sequel that this movie inspired, Monsters University, that came out in 2013, mm-hmm. Which is about kind of a prequel that shows the relationship between Mike Wazowski and James P. Sullivan during their days. Well, that was a burp from Dazo.
Mike Wazowski.
That shows their relationship in college at Monsters University, but now we are going to get Monsters at Work, which is the TV series based on Monsters, Inc. Are you excited for this, Tanner?
Yeah.
I think, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll watch it, definitely, for sure. We'll definitely have to, like...
We'll definitely have to talk about that when it comes out. When is it? I think it's, like, next week.
Oh, did you get Paramount, Paramount Plus, by the way?
Yeah, I did.
So, yeah, oh, duh. And did you think about watching that movie Infinite?
I heard it's horrid.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, I just thought, because Mark Wahlberg, I thought maybe it was going to be good, but... I'm glad you said that because I was thinking about watching it.
Yeah, I've heard it's horrible.
Mm.
Otherwise, I probably would have watched it too. Yeah. Monsters at Work comes out July 7th.
Interesting.
So I'm really excited.
Cool. I'm looking
for that.
Yeah. That's
good cast.
Something soon.
Hey, the Yeti's in it.
Yay. Welcome to the Himalayas.
Well. What is next? What do we talk about next?
I'm just zoning out.
I know. I'm just tired today. I'm sorry, audience.
Well, it's not only that. Like, Monsters, Inc. is one of those movies that's not controversial.
It's just amazing.
It's just a great movie.
Yes.
I really want to fight a Monsters, Inc. hater.
I don't think there is one. There's 10% of one.
10%
apparently.
Of people don't think it's that amazing. Let's see what some of the worst reviews of Monsters, Inc. say. Going back to... Yeah. Going back to Monsters, Inc. on... can I spell Monsters? not IMDb. What is this? Rotten Tomatoes. You can see some of the critic reviews. So let's look. Let's look at some of their reviews down here. Where is there a splat? We're looking for a splat. Looking for a negative review.
I don't think there is one. All audience.
Yeah, all audience.
It's an okay movie. You can watch it if you're bored.
All right. That guy sucks. A fine film for kiddos. 2 stars.
Shit,
okay.
Loser.
That doesn't in any way.
It ain't Shrek, but it's a good throwback. Okay. That was funny. He gave it 5 stars, though. So.
I didn't particularly enjoy this movie. I watched it once and decided that was enough. The animation was well done, but I wish there was still more depth to some characters. Okay, dude.
Mike Wazowski!
It should have been more funnier and heartwarming. See, bad reviews for Pixar movies are just bad reviews.
It's just something that they didn't like.
Yeah.
It's just like,
With the movie.
Yeah, no. It's a great movie. And most people's, that's what they usually say.
Yeah, exactly. A popular question I like to listen to, was the villain right? Did the villain have a point?
No.
Did he?
No. Because they could still make people giggle.
The whole plan was to suck the soul out of the little girl to harness her scream. Well, I guess that is kind of inhumane.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of dark.
Very.
Instead
of just making them giggle at night.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess the villain didn't really have a point.
They really can't. He really couldn't have a point because it's a Disney movie also.
You want to hear some trivia from Monsters, yes, Inc., Tanner?
Bring it on.
It's always one of my most favorite.
Me too. Mine is actually quotes, fun fact.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because you love quotes? You know, especially for movies like this that we're just going to start quoting.
Because Logan always just quotes it because you always have a voice for it.
Wow.
It's like you practice it in the shower or something.
It is like I practice it in the shower.
You do, don't you?
No.
I'm just kidding. All right.
Mary Gibbs. Let's see what she looks like. Oh, ooh, that's what she looked like then. I want to see what she looks like now. I can't see what she looks like now.
Oh, well.
Either way, the only thing she's ever been in is
Monsters Boo. Inc.
She's Boo. Monsters Inc. The video game. Monsters Inc. Scream Training video game. Mike's Monstrous Adventure, the video game. Monsters Inc. Scream Arena, the video game. Monsters Inc. the DVD read-along, and Inside Out as a additional voice, and as Boo in Kingdom Hearts 3, the video game. How about that?
Interesting.
She's only ever been Boo.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, good for her. So, trivia about the movie. Mary Gibbs was so young that it proved difficult to get her to stand in the recording studio and act her lines. Instead, they simply followed her around with a microphone and cut Boo's lines together from the things she said while she played.
Really?
That's really interesting.
That's actually a smart idea, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But couldn't they have just gotten someone who could do it?
Yeah, they probably could have.
Interesting.
Who knows why they had to have this kid? It normally took 11 to 12 hours to render a single frame of Sully because of his 2.3 million individually animated hairs.
That's a lot of time. It's like the Batman cape guy for Arkham,
yeah,
games.
The guy whose sole job is to animate the cape.
2 years of just animating a freaking cape.
John Goodman is the one who advocated for Randall to be voiced by Steve Buscemi.
I saw that. That's cool.
In early drafts of the movie, the character Boo was written to be 6 years old. The writers decided to make her younger because it would make her more dependent on Sully.
That did make it more heartfelt.
Yes. But John Goodman and Billy Crystal sometimes recorded their lines in the same room together, an unusual move for animated films where actors usually work alone.
Interesting.
Billy Crystal was originally offered the voice of Buzz Lightyear
in Toy Story,
and he declined, which he later regretted after seeing the film, and it would have been a great opportunity for him. They later promised him a role in a future Pixar film that they would tailor to his talents, and that was Monsters, Inc.
Interesting.
I was wondering this when I watched the movie. The scoreboard at the scaring contest consists of the names of Pixar staff members.
That's kind of funny. They do that. Little Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That is a lot of words.
Yeah, that's a lot of words, but that's also really cool. Disney prepared a special trailer for Monsters, Inc. to show before Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
2001.
In 2001.
It came out then. Wow, that's, yeah, a long time.
Okay. Mike and Sully play a game of charades in their apartment, with Sully acting out Harry Potter. Mike has difficulty solving the puzzle, with some of his guesses being Dirty Harry when Harry met Sally. And that's funny because Billy Crystal has a role in When Harry Met Sally. Eventually, Sully puts on round spectacles, sticks a paper lightning bolt to his head, and sits on a broom with an owl on his arm, and Mike guesses the sound of music. Sully gives up and walks off stage as Mike finally guesses Harry Potter and the title cards cutting away, noting that Monsters, Inc. is showing in a theater near you. Like, maybe right next door. At the end of the trailer, it is Mike's turn to act out a part, and it is Sully guessing that it's Star Wars Episode 4, New Hope. LOL.
It's interesting.
It was the highest grossing animated film of all time at the time it came out. So that's cool. Boo's real name is Mary.
That I had no idea.
Yeah. Good idea, I guess.
Yeah.
Jennifer Tilly, who plays Celia, who is married to Sam Simon, which is one of the creators of The Simpsons. She raved to the Pixar crew about a script, and she read written by a Simpsons director from an animated film. The director was Brad Bird, and the script was for The Incredibles, which came a Pixar film 3 years later. News leaked early fall 2001 that this movie would show the first teaser for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones. Hundreds of Star Wars fans paid admission for the movie just to see the teaser, and most left after seeing it.
This just happened to you.
Yeah, really.
Screw you, Jurassic.
Yeah, for real.
Making him sit through a 2 hour and 30 minute movie of cars going into space. I thought that was funny. Laugh, Logan.
I'm reading these damn quotes or these damn fun facts. The Abominable Snowman describes the children in the Himalaya village as tough kids, sissy kids, kids who climb on rocks, a line taken from an old jingle for Armor Hot Dogs. Interesting. According to the film's critics, no monsters were harmed in the making of this movie.
Okay, good.
Sully's big armchair in his apartment has a hole in the back to let his tail let through. I always wondered why that was the case.
Really?
Yeah.
And then I can't picture it. Okay, I got to go watch it again.
Bill Murray was originally offered the role of Sully.
That would have been funny.
That would have been really funny.
Yeah, but they nailed it.
Easter egg. In the human world, where Randall was tossed into, has the same set from A Bug's Life, where the trailer in the Pizza Planet truck from Toy Story is parked.
Forgot about that. I saw that on like this little Disney video I was watching, Disney Easter eggs or whatever.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Always.
There you go.
There you go.
There's some trivia for you. There's a lot, but I don't want to go on for 10 hours.
I know. The quotes.
What are the best quotes of this movie?
Mike Wazowski.
That is the one. I hear that one just randomly. Kids just sometimes say that.
Mike Wazowski.
Whenever somebody screams we have an emergency, I'm like, it's a 2319.
Yeah. Let's see. Why are they so long?
Because there's not really a lot of one-liners. It's just a lot of really good conversations. I always wanted a pet that could kill me.
These are way too long.
That's these are not great.
I'm upset.
Oh, that's puce. What is puce?
I don't even know what that is referring.
I think it's a color. You know, the paperwork? The Goldorons, Goldoros, leave the puce.
I don't even know.
Mike Wazowski.
I love... What a train wreck of quotes this was. I was so excited.
So was I.
Mike Wazowski.
I'm just going to keep saying that.
Oh, yeah. Shh. Do you hear that?
It's the winds of change.
Man,
I love Randall.
Me too. He's a great character.
Kids these days, they just don't get scared like they used to. There's another burp courtesy of Dazo.
Woo!
I don't know.
Don't let it happen again.
Yeah, what a disaster.
Yeah.
Have we said all we can really say about Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah. I've covered it. I just saw sequels and that.
We already covered it.
Let's see. Click on it real quick. This is nothing to the movie, guys.
No. Because I love Monsters, Inc. so much, I thought I was going to be able to talk about it for 30 minutes.
But it was hard. It's just one of those great movies that everyone just loves, and there's nothing to say about it. Nothing controversial. Like,
no.
No meaning to it. No political meanings. Nothing.
No. It's just a good movie.
Yeah. Heartfelt.
So... Everybody, check out Monsters, Inc. It's available on Disney Plus to stream, but you probably own it because this is such a great movie.
Yeah, and back in the DVD days, you know, everyone.
So, guys, Leave that rating and review on iTunes if you enjoyed what you heard today. Sorry, it was a little choppy, but you know.
But, you know, it's the Dazo. He cracked the Dazo, so that's the problem here.
Crack the Dazo, but we love them. So remember, go to drinkdazo.com to shop for yourselves. Get it shipped to your place. And remember to tell a friend in need about the podcast and to follow us on Instagram and YouTube. Bye.
See you.